Hi, Richard. You as well?
This was presented to me, actually came, I think, through Joe, Joe Seginger, and what, and it was presented through me. What I've done was taken what Joe had provided, I believe he had provided to a couple of council members. I've reformatted a little bit more into a true resolution format. It's not completely clean because there's a lot of things I believe that need to be discussed in there before we finalize it, but it was just presented for the council for them to discuss and make comment on.
All right, any comments on that? Yes, Danny.
I just got a quick comment. You know, when we met with Joe and Lindsay and the bike group, one of the things that we asked for was to take a look at what we've got today and, you know, maybe like in the bicycle routes that aren't on the busy streets or whatever, and what can we come up with today that they can come up with some routes that are not very busy and it could be possibly, be safe for a bicycle to start today and, you know, put up some signs and stuff like that. And is that going downstream? Can we ask Lindsay a question or no?
Yeah, come on up.
Lindsay, is that going downstream on that? Where are you?
I know the Perimeter Transportation Coalition is working on that. And they've been going with that, going through their process of doing that. And Jeff Seconder also was providing them some information on that.
And is that David Sutherland? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that they've been doing that together, kind of rating what you're talking about.
Great. Where can we come up with some routes today without, you know, expanding the roads and doing all the other things? Where are some routes where you can put up signs that say, this is a safe bike ride in the city of Vanity or whatever?
Right. And restripe so that you've got some striping for a bike.
There's a current map out there that the FTC has that they were looking at expanding, which was all going to fall into that, where they've rated the roads as, they've color-coded them, you know, green, yellow, and red. Pretty simple to follow. You know, where are you not going to get run over? And then we're
going to
try to expand out from
that. Yeah, you can kind of go back with your group there and, you know, when we come up with something like that, and, you know, start giving the council, say, here's a couple of free routes that we think we might be able to do something with, you know, sooner than later.
The great example of the tables. I rode those, rode through there about 2 days after they were up and checked it out, and yes, you can cruise through at a, you know, pretty good rate without slowing down going through there. So those work. But as long as you just start having that in the back of your mind with everything that we're doing here.
Citizens' awareness is big. I think science, when we start putting them up, you know, I saw a lot more bike riders this last weekend, but I didn't ride with you in the future.
This may be something that we need to tie into the transportation plan that we're going to do next year. But at one point, I know that we talked about restriping narrower lanes to slow down traffic as an alternative traffic calming technique. And that might create an opportunity just by throwing down some paint to create some bicycle lanes. I'd love for us, again, same sort of deal. Paint's cheap. It'd be great to find some places where we might want to slow down the traffic anyway by narrowing the lanes, create a side space for that. Is that something we would do as part of the transportation plan, or can we do that in advance of that?
We could do it. Well, part of the transportation plan will be to establish the defined bike routes through the city and the different types of bike routes. What you're talking about is something that we are looking at actively. One of the things we're looking at, though, is if we're restriping a road, paint is cheap, but removing paint is not. So there's usually paint out there that has to be removed. And so we're primarily looking at on roads where we either don't have striping right now that need it or are going to be repaved. And, obviously, as we've discussed, we're not repaving yet. But as we go through and start repaving roads that have striping on them, we are going to be looking at narrowing down the lanes and making them more bike-friendly. And we've already done that Womack Road around the school. We did exactly that. There was no white stripes painted on the road, or there wasn't when we striped in the extra turn lanes. We actually did keep and narrow down and taper down the lanes and to do exactly that to make it more bike friendly.
Yeah. As much as I understand the need to wait for a transportation plan and do things efficiently, I think there's a couple things in here that the city could possibly do quickly, cheaply, and effectively. The question I really had for Richard, though, was going back to the laser truck analysis. Does that vehicle, measure the lane width? Is there data that we're going to be able to extract besides how smooth the road was?
I believe they did, including lane width was part of the... I think what they got was the curb faces, which by default would get... I don't know if it gets lane width and striping width, but we get road width, total road width. So we're still working with the company on what exactly the format of the data we're getting, and I haven't seen the sample copies yet. We should be getting that within the next couple of weeks, but... I know that question's been asked. I have not gotten a firm answer whether it does, but it is picking up curb face location. So, but in theory, it should have something that can define what the roadway width is, and then we can come from that to determine what we can do as far as restriping.
Warren, do you see any problems with some of the policies in here as far as city implementation? Is there any easy solutions or any easy fixes that we can do to tick some of these off? Have you reviewed this thoroughly, or got want to get back to us?
Let me get back with you on the specific standpoint, but I think just generally looking at it, there probably is a few that we could jump on sooner than later. I don't have a problem. I think it would be probably a good thing for the city to go ahead and pass. Maybe we'll work on the wording a little bit, give us a little bit of flexibility, but I think if the council can provide the staff with a roadmap, that's very helpful to us. It sets us in a specific direction as we implement some of these policies. And then other policies are not mentioned in here that may make us a more bike-friendly community.
Yeah, David.
I view this. I think it's kind of out of pie in terms of what we want to do with bicycling. I don't see anything here that's really offensive to any policies we want to have. It's kind of trying to get the community involved, trying to get the city involved, trying to get the business environment involved, and promoting the more bicycle-friendly community. And I think all of us probably ran on that as part of our platform. I think this is a good piece of work here to maybe with a tweak or two, consider as is. It's something at least it would start, if we need to amend it more forward, because additional changes or something we can do that.
I think it's a good start. Thanks. Any other discussion on that? All right, radar.